This is Mike Baudette. I am in my experimental video storytelling class, which is filled with lots of young, smart people. And we're talking about the future of local TV, trying to get a sense of what people like, what people don't like, what the industry could do differently. And so I'm going around to get some opinions. And let's just talk about impressions for all of you. What do you think of the local TV news that you've been watching?
I think for the most part, they do a good job of covering stories that happen locally and relevant things that we want to know about. I would just personally like more investigative pieces.
I think the industry needs to change its way of thinking and be open to new ideas, like we're discussing in this class, and not just always do the same formula. Because I think that's the biggest stereotype that turns young audiences away, especially when they can just go to other sources that they typically would prefer. So if local news wants to bring in these younger audiences, they need to adapt to what the younger audience is looking like.
Looking at a little bit of the local newscast from my hometown in Colorado, you can just tell the amount of work that's placed on individual reporters who, in a somewhat smaller market, I think it's like a medium market, have to just go out and produce these stories by themselves whenever they do have to do an enterprising piece. And I think I can see that, like, if reporters were given more support to do those stories, that they would be higher quality.
I agree. I think with a little bit more resources as well as a more diverse background of skills, the reporters can add a lot to each newscast, whether it's data visualizations, whether it's graphics. I think more elements that can be incorporated as to the same status quo will be more effective.
What have your impressions been of the stories that you've seen?
They're very short. They don't do a lot of in-depth investigative pieces, and I think that's what at least our generation is craving, more information as opposed to just surface-level coverage.
Danae, let me step over here. And you're someone who actually has an interest in pursuing a broadcast journalism career. So what do you make of the industry? Why would you want to get into this business?
Well, I've always loved the news. I'm definitely a news junkie. I've been watching the news since I was like 5 years old. So I think that's just something that's ingrained in me that isn't necessarily ingrained in other people. But in watching it now, I definitely agree with what Sophie said in that people want or are craving longer form pieces. Like when we watched that Vice News piece in class, I actually went home that night and watched the actual story of it, and I loved it. And it was like 30 minutes long just looking into the election. And I think that's what people want to see. They're not really into those 30-second long videos or pieces where you're asking yourself at the end, like, okay, well, there's definitely more to the story.
So, Will, let me ask you, when's the last time, other than for this class, that you sat down and watched a local TV newscast?
Over breakfast a week ago, not for this class, I would say. But to respond to kind of what your earlier question was, I think one of the issues is with local TV news, there's this requirement to fill up a 30-minute segment, even if there isn't necessarily 30 minutes of news. But then there's this problem of going the other way of, well, we need to pack at least 8 interesting stories in there, rather than, oh, well, if we have one in-depth story that could take all 30 minutes, that's what we should cover. And so our generation is used to, like, oh, like what Danae just mentioned about Vice, that, like, well, if we want a story and it takes 30 minutes to tell that story right, then the video is 30 minutes long. But if it only takes 5 minutes to tell that story right, then the video is only 5 minutes long. And there's no requirement to fill out a time slot. And so I think if there was less pressure put on reporters and different stations to fill up their newscast or to pack in as many stories as possible, then each newscast would be of higher quality.
Do you think local TV newscasts then are too formulaic?
I think they're too formulaic. I think the market that they are getting, which is the older generation, likes consistency. But I think if I were to sit down and see one night there were 2 stories that were 15 minutes long, and then the next night there were 10 stories that were each 3 minutes long, the change would be nice.
I think when I take a look at the local news, I feel a little bit boring, actually. There's like routine every day.
Well, I think what doesn't work is how formulaic and similar all local news kind of channels are. And I would say they need to up their use of animation and graphics. And when I think that works, it sets the news story apart because it shows they really committed time to letting the audience learn about the subject.
I think it's not so much that I find anything wrong with like broadcast stations, but there's just like a lack of innovation. Whereas they have like, I don't know, the conformity of like everyone following the same thing is kind of like gets redundant once you start watching different stations. And I feel like they also, a number of them don't take advantage of their websites and like creating more like interactive stories online as you see newspapers do, because then that gives readers and the consumer eventually the liberty to like consume it at their own pace. Whereas like if I want to commit to watching a 30-minute special at 7:30, I know that I have to sit down, sit through commercials, and for that half hour just be like sitting, focusing. Whereas if it was on mobile, an interactive video even, doesn't have to be text, I know that I could just like put it down, do something else, then come back to it.
Well said. Well said.